So today being Thursday, it's time to read from your letters. Rick Troha of North Olmsted, Ohio writes, "Your Alger His story was incomplete. You ended your story by saying that a Russian general had said there was no evidence that His worked as a Soviet spy. Here's what you didn't report from an AP story. General Dmitry A. Volkogonov later qualified his statement, saying that while he had found no evidence against Hiss in KGB files, he couldn't speak for other Soviet intelligence agencies, and many documents had been destroyed."
Our story about Massachusetts high school seniors and the GED exam prompted several of you to grade our paper and find it wanting. When our reporter asked, "Can you figure out the parameter of an isosceles triangle?" she meant perimeter, not parameter. Sorry about that.
Diana Douglas of Villanova, Pennsylvania, sent us an email message after hearing our story about Proposition 209, in which California high school students were heard worrying about the coming end to racial preferences in university admissions.
Diana Douglas writes this, "It convinced me of the wrongheadedness of affirmative action. I have been a diehard liberal all my life, but to listen to these young people casting about for some alternative victim status, I'm thinking in particular of the young girl who said wistfully, 'I'm from a single-parent family, maybe that will give me an edge,' I realized how deeply these policies have affected our national psyche."
Detective Joseph O'Sullivan of the Niles Police Department in Niles, Illinois, takes issue with a phrase in our reporting on the recent riot in St. Petersburg, Florida. "The violence followed a grand jury's decision not to indict a white police officer in the shooting of a black motorist."
Detective Sullivan writes this, "Use of the phrase black motorist, consciously or unconsciously, evoked an image of an innocent person wrongfully shot by a possibly racist police officer during a routine traffic stop. The motorist stopped by the St. Petersburg police officers was wanted on at least one active arrest warrant. The car that the motorist was driving had been reported stolen, and police found several rocks of crack cocaine in the motorist's car. Perhaps a better description of the incident would have been, 'A wanted fugitive was shot by police during a felony traffic stop,' or 'A wanted fugitive driving a stolen auto carrying cocaine was shot by police as he attempted to drive over a police officer."
Ellen O'Brien of Seward, Alaska, wrote to us after hearing our interview with the surgeon who performed a heart transplant on a newborn infant. She writes, "The technology and surgical skill are amazing. I am sure the parents are probably happy that their child has had the chance at a longer life, and I am happy for them. However, the United States in the long run and the world today cannot afford this. The cost in terms of people's time and salaries, transportation of the organ, the further in-hospital costs of follow-up care, and the possible long-term rehabilitation of this infant are obscene in a world where we have people suffering and dying from diseases it would take pennies to eradicate."
Ms. O'Brien says, "I would have felt sorry for the family to have lost their child, but until we reduce the population and provide for at least minimal chance at a healthy life for more of the world, this type of heroic health care is morally wrong."
And this from Stephen Wing of Milford, Connecticut, who during our interview with singer Madeline Peru heard her singing the song "Was I," and writes this, "My hair stood on end. Until that moment, although it was dawning on me, the only time I'd ever heard that song, she was singing it, on a sidewalk in Paris, on a June evening 5 years ago. I'd figured it was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. Didn't know her name or the other musicians she was with. Thank you for the introduction."
We read from your letters every Thursday. Our address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 20001. By email, the address is atc@npr.org.